Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Welcome. How is my co-host this morning?
Good morning, everyone. I am excited about Monday. Happy Monday, everyone. Hello.
Yes, right.
I am
right.
Ready for this topic. Yes. Love what
get
you do.
Ready.
I love it.
Oh, my God. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Well, we are excited. We hope you are excited. You got to get excited about where you are headed. You know, when you're headed in your purpose, when you're headed in the possibilities, that's something to get excited for, Cassandra.
Absolutely, absolutely. When you love what you do, getting out of bed in the morning is such a thrill. Like, okay, let me at it. Let me go.
Let me at it. And it was so good on Friday. It was so good. We brought back part two so that we could continue empowering you, inspiring you, and encouraging you to at least consider doing what you love. Because when you love what you do, it's like you don't even work at all. You know, I heard someone say years ago, if you love your work, you never work a day in your life.
That is the truth. That is so true. My goodness. If I
you know,
do this.
so many people. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, it's like hard to believe that they actually pay you to do what you love to do. You know, I heard recently it's a lot easier to make the millions than it is to make the 50 or the 60, 70,000. You put less effort into the millions because you're in a flow and you're just going. You're just at it.
Mm. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. That makes a lot of sense, Cassandra. And, you know, it's like when I heard in people that I've met over time, there's so many people, they say close to about 80% of the people who work don't like their jobs. People going to work, miserable, oh, my God, making others, you know, as a coach, we get to talk to these people. We get to meet these people because they oftentimes contact us wanting help. You know, companies contact us wanting to, and what they think a lot of times is that, well, if we just throw some team building at them, or if we throw this type of seminar or workshop at them, and some companies spend a lot of money in training, and they never get to the core problem. And I've seen from the biggest organizations that I've worked with over the past 10 years, big pharmaceutical companies, major financial institutions, and other types of businesses, retail as well. And what happens is they do the training, they do the team building workshop, they even go as far as doing, one company even had me certified as a True Colors trainer, and yet at the same time it didn't get to the root of the problem. And I believe that we finally have a solution to the root of the problem, and that is tapping into each and every person's connection with them being able to love what they do. You know, in some companies, it's just a matter of sitting down with your employee and asking, or your staff, whoever it is working for you, and then sitting down with the heads of every other department. You know, a lot of companies don't do this. And if all those people in those various departments would get together and talk about, okay, well, in my department, Billy is good at this, but I have them doing that. And then in another department, if they were to do the same thing, you may even be able to move people around within the organization. So without losing your control over meeting organizational goals and objectives, you would be able to do it, like you said, the companies would be more productive because people would be flowing. People would be flowing versus resisting. You ever try to swim upstream? It's very hard. You know, think about climbing up a mountain versus going down one. You know, going up a hill versus going down. It's a lot easier when you're doing what you love, and then gravity kicks in. And so we got our first three callers. I just wanted to say congratulations to the first three callers. You're going to get the free CD. We got our first three callers, area code 609, area code 504, and area code 973. You are our lucky winners. You are our lucky winners, but let me tell you what you have to do to claim your prize. But you are our lucky winners for the offer for today, which was the free CD on the 7 secrets to entrepreneurial success. 7 secrets to entrepreneurial success. And here's the key. Some of the secrets are not just, it's not just for you if you have your own business. Well, I guess in a way I could say it is, because either way, you are in charge of something, because you're in charge of your own brand, you're in charge of your own personality, your own attitude. So even if you may not be running a physical company, or you may not be the CEO of a physical company, or you may not have started your own small business, but you are the CEO of you. So a lot of times when people hear the words, you know, all about entrepreneur or some entrepreneurial program, they don't always tune in because they think, well, I don't have a business. But I beg to differ. You are the business. You are your business. And in order to be a success in life, at whatever you do, your marriage, raising your family, your health, your finances, it takes the same tools, skills, and abilities to run a company. And for those of you who want to someday run your own company, if that's what you desire and look forward to, you will find out that the same tenacity and skills and the things that entrepreneurs know how to do, you need to employ that now so that when it's, if you one day decide to step out into another arena, that's all it is, stepping into another arena. If you decide to step into another arena, you will already be well prepared because you will be used to. You know, someone said that if you can do something so many times, so many hours, you're an expert. I think it's about 40,000, though, so it's not like a week. It's about 20 years worth of weeks, or 10 years worth of weeks, I believe. Then you will have achieved that. So Cassandra also is a teacher of this concept of loving what you do. And so the first three people, area code 609-504-973, I put on Facebook, the first three people that dialed in to the show today would get my free CD. So I'm going to tell you later, before 7:30, because I know some of you have to go right at 7:30. But I'm going to come back and tell you exactly what you need to do in order to claim your prize. Cassandra, take it away.
All right. Love what you do. Love what you do. I have some golden nuggets for you to think about, for you to consider when it comes to loving what you do. This show, I was just looking so forward to it over the weekend. You know, it's so great to just be so revved up and ready to go and, you know, have some good information to share with folks. And I hope you're writing down your questions and, you know, anything that's on your heart. And no question is too small. Remember that. We want to answer your questions. And not only that, I want you to remember that Coach Lalisa and I are available to come to a conference, to come to a seminar. We act as keynote speakers. We can come together or separately, and we can talk about it. That's what's so great. We are like the dynamic duo. Coach Lalisa is the power coach. I am the possibility coach. And, you know, we're so passionate about helping people transform their lives. That's my prayer every day. Father, help us to be a blessing. Father, direct our footsteps, direct our path so that we can run right into the people that need what we have. You know, if you don't need what we have, okay, maybe you can share it with someone else, you know, or maybe you can tell someone else to get on. But we are so glad you're involved. Remember, we want you to power your possibilities. That's a hashtag, power your possibilities. We're right on Facebook, hashtag power your possibilities. We want to get that information to you. We want you to communicate with us. Let's talk. Let's cooperate and collaborate. So let me start with those nuggets for loving what you do. Love what you do, all right? So the first thing, be passionate. If you love something, when you really love something, you're passionate about it. Oh, my goodness, gosh. I mean, just look at two lovers, you know, people that really love each other. They are really into each other. So if you're passionate about your craft, whatever it is, whether it's speaking to people, whether it's playing an instrument, maybe you've created something. let's see you be excited about it, and then someone else will get excited about it. That is so great. Be passionate. Visualize yourself doing it over and over again. See yourself in your mind's eye, even before you jump out of bed. Just take a few minutes and meditate. See yourself doing the thing that you love to do. You know, I saw myself speaking across the country, going from city to city, doing tours, seminars. I saw myself doing that well before I ever started doing it, okay? But you've got to see yourself doing it. You've got to want to do it. Make room for that gift, okay? And the Bible does say your gift will make room for you, but people got to see that you're excited about it. You know, you're just being yourself. You're being the best you you can be, and that's the only person you can be. I don't know how to be anybody else. You know, sometimes we may see someone doing what we love to do, and maybe sometimes we do imitate some of their things because it is what we love. But still, you're going to take that, and you're going to incorporate it, okay, into who you already are. Number two, love what you do. You're going to do that by never, 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 ever giving up. That's what Winston Churchill says. He says, don't give up. Never, never, never give up. It's not acceptable. Now, don't get me wrong. You may need to take a break sometimes, but taking a break is different from giving up. You know, and sometimes people say, well, I'm running the things and it's just not fair. You know, there's no justice in it. Well, just continue doing what you love. You've got to get thick skin. You can't worry about what's happening for someone else and it's not happening for you. Listen, if you stay passionate, stay true to yourself, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But you've got to make up your mind to pursue it, pursue it. Love what you do. Love what you do, number three. When you run into opposition from yourself or others, because sometimes people can be their own worst enemy, seek to understand, okay? Seek to understand the situation instead of saying, well, what about me? What about me? Listen, you'll get taken care of, but seek to understand. You be the bigger person, okay? So when you see that opposition, look at it as an opportunity. And you know what? You're going to get some great nuggets out of it. You're going to get some revelation. Start seeing opposition as your friend. I know, doesn't that sound crazy to see opposition as your friend? And what I mean by that is, you know, get a paradigm shift. What is this teaching me? What should I be looking at that maybe I'm not seeing? Okay? Maybe it's trying to teach you to be flexible. A situation came up, flex, change, be like a rubber band. You know, sometimes you got to go with that flow, cooperate, collaborate, okay? Don't collapse, don't get angry, okay? So when that opposition comes, say, God, what should I do? Father, direct my path. You know, ask questions. You know, you'll get the answers, but are you asking, are you pursuing? You know, love what you do by hanging in there. You're going to make it, okay? You've already made it. Once you make up your mind to do it. Number four nugget of loving what you do, proceed as though you could not fail. Wow. Mm. Act as if money were not an issue, what would you be doing right now? Really, what would you be doing? Well, why are you not doing it? Why are you not doing it? If money were not an issue, because long before you get paid for it, you know, you just have to keep doing it, and you keep doing it, and someone's going to say, hey, can you come over here? You know, we'll pay you. But until that time, you might need to work another job. You might need to do some other things, you know. But love what you do by doing it, okay? Failure is not final. Keep believing. Keep dreaming. Put one foot in front of the other. Proceed ahead. And just keep seeing yourself as doing it. And just do it. Just do it. I love that Nike. The Nike commercial. Just do it. And what I say to you, have fierce faith to go forward. Okay? even if you fell off a bandwagon, get back up again. Get in line. Okay, we all have those days. And just keep going toward what you love to do, and it's going to happen. Okay, so power up. Remember, hashtag power your possibilities. Meditate, pray, ask for help. You're going to get there. So remember those golden nuggets. Love what you do. And then you'll do what you love. And that's it. Back to Coach Lalisa.
Wow. Thank you. Oh, my God. You have every right to be. And you have every right to be who you're on the line. Thank you. We got our first three callers already. You're going to get the free CD, 7 Secrets to Entrepreneurial Success. And these secrets are the same secrets that you will find in other major entrepreneurs and individuals who have been successful. See, here's what I learned years ago. Success leaves clues.
All right.
Yes, that's right. Success leaves clues. So the clues are there, but so many people are not able to pick up on it. And I heard Dr. Dennis Kimbrough say one time, he said that the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows.
Wow. That's huge.
Yes, that's what Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, remember, he's the one who added to and kind of rewrote it in his own way, Think and Grow Rich, but the title of his book is Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice.
Mm.
Now,
wow.
Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, not only did he write that book, he also wrote a book called What Makes the Great Great.
Wow, I love that.
And in order to write that book, he said he interviewed all these great people, like hundreds of them. He went all over the country and interviewed all of these great people. And he said he interviewed everybody from Condoleezza Rice, to Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Wow.
He sat down with them. He had a series of questions because he was so curious. This is Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. You can look him up on the Internet, on Facebook. Kimbrough, K-I-M-B-R-O. Some of you know him. Some of you were at the conference that we had him speak for us at our Wealth Strategy Symposium. We held it 2 years in a row at Essex County College, 2007-2008. He said that, and he talked, and I loved the way he talked about that, you, what makes the great great, and he said the only interview that was so very, very, very hard for him to get, and he couldn't get it, he could only meet with the person's PR person or the person's spokesperson, and that was Michael Jordan. Because, you know, Michael, I don't know how he's doing today, but, you know, Michael Jordan was not accustomed to giving interviews. He was not big into that. And so that was the only person that he couldn't sit down with face to face. But he still was able to get his questions answered through a liaison. But the point is that he came up with all of these different things, like 8 or 9 different things that they all had in common, whether they were born this way or that way or whatever their race was, their religion, all of those things. He drilled it down to 9 things that they all had. And I'm not going to go over all 9 of them today, but I do want to share one with you. One of the things that really stuck out to me that he said was that all 9 of them, one of his qualities now, what makes the great great, is that you have to march to the beat of your own drum. He said that those 9 people, they all march to the beat of their own drum. In other words, they do not, hear me good, they do not follow the crowd. And we know Jesus talks about a similar thing. One road being really, 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 really heavily traveled, and another road, there's just a few people on it. But, and he is a very spiritual man, I can tell you that. Dr. Kimbrough, he starts his speech out talking about Peter. He's so funny. He's hilarious. You got it. If you never heard him speak, you want to treat yourself. You can go on YouTube and look him up. He's got many speeches out there. Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, and he's funny. So, and he talks about doing what you love, and that's something they all had in common. As by the way. Doing what you love, Coach Cassandra, is another thing they all had in common. And
wow.
another thing they all had in common. He studied a lot of people, everybody from who? Condoleezza Rice and Bishop T.D. Jakes. And he said that not only do they march to the beat of their own drum, but he said that the millionaires that he's met, listen to this, because you may be on track to be a millionaire. He said that the average millionaire, and you've probably heard this before, doesn't make their first million until they're like in their early 50s, late 40s or early 50s. And that they've dibbled and dabbled in many, many, many multi-level marketing businesses. Now, this is coming from Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. It's in his book, What Makes the Great Great. And remember, he rewrote the book, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. He's a college professor down at Clark Atlanta University. He teaches high-level business strategy classes at Clark Atlanta. He's a guest lecturer all over the world. If you remember him back in the day with Les Brown and Jewel Diamond Taylor and Eyala Van Zandt, the four of them used to do the motivational circuit, much the way some of you are watching Trevor and others in them. They were that 25 years ago. And so he's a professor and he's married, blah, blah, blah. But the point is, when you do what you love, you're on the right track. If you don't march to the beat of the same drum with everyone else, you're on the right track, according to him. He said they're usually married to one wife. This is just basic statistics that he pulled up. And that they have failed in business multiple times. This is all in his study. And if anyone knows how to do a study, it's Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, because he's a college professor. And, you know, their studies have to be approved by very strict guidelines. They can't just go online, pull together a bunch of stuff, and say, you know, here's some statistics. No, their studies have to be approved by very strict guidelines. So now let me tell you how you're going to get that gift before we go past the 7:30 hour. Now, in order to claim your free CD, all you have to do is go to Facebook. There's an All About Entrepreneurs page. So if you go to Facebook and you type in www.facebook.com/AAE show. That's Apple, Eric Show. Put that behind the slash, because, of course, everything is facebook.com/AAE show, and just say for today, because I'll see the time, and just say I'm one of the three. I already know who the three are because I know your numbers. I'm one of the three, but so everyone else can know, because we want people to know that you're tuned in and you're listening, you're engaged. So, Cassandra, I'm excited. Tomorrow we have a guest, so tell us a little bit about our guest for tomorrow, Cassandra, because we are excited. For those of you who want to contact Cassandra and myself, we're going to be doing some coaching. Don't forget, we'll have our live Fix My Life Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa coming back to you, but we have guests lined up all this week. But tell them who's coming tomorrow, Cassandra.
Yes, yes, we have Deshauna Jones, and she's very inspirational. She talks Woo-hoo. About breaking free. She is known as the breakthrough strategist. The Marketplace Ministry Catalyst, the published author,
yes.
speaker, mentor,
yes.
CEO, and founder of BU Institute. I love it. And she talks about purpose in your pain. I love it.
Wow.
This woman is very dynamic from St. Louis, Missouri. And she is a gifted encourager. We are excited to have Deshauna Jones with us from St. Louis, Missouri. So, yes, tuning in from all over the country, we want you to come by and listen to this great woman and the things that she has. We've got quite a great lineup of guests all week. And but, yes, Tuesday morning we have Deshauna Jones. So we want you to tune in.
Yes, and tell everybody you know that's looking for a breakthrough. Tell them to get on the air. And don't forget, you still have time to claim your powering, your possibilities. If you didn't get your free MP3 of that yet, we haven't gotten to the first 100 people that go to that hashtag. You put that hashtag in, and we'll see your comment. You put that hashtag in and say, I want my free MP3, and you put the hashtag powering your possibilities. You're going to get we're going to send it right to your email or your inbox. We'll send you the link, and you can listen to that and stay empowered. When you go on your job and you go to your workplace, or you are a business owner and you go to work and you begin to start tapping into the power of the possibility of your employees, your staff. I'm working with one woman who has a very high-powered job, and she works for the federal government. I'm helping to coach her and empower her as she goes to work. And every day she comes up with scenarios where, you know, sometimes the higher you get in the organization, the more opportunities God has placed in front of you to empower people. And so people think, well, I don't need a coach. You know, I've already arrived. No, you need a coach, because you need someone who is going to inspire you to empower the people. See, it's one thing for you to be empowered, but you have to get into the place where you're empowering those around you. And so she contacts me, and I help her and walk her through things that she can say to a whole team of people, and then how she can encourage her team to go back and encourage the people that they're under, because she's about 5 levels up the organization. So you can't think that, well, you know, I already have everything I need, because look, it got me here. It got you there so that you can do something with the people who are still under your supervision, under your management, under your influence. All right? So these are some of the things that we do. So if you didn't get a chance to get that CD, that MP3, get that. Don't forget the CD from today, those 3 people. For those of you who won the first 5 people that got the free advertisement that we're going to be saying right here, right here on our radio show. If you didn't get your information to Coach Lalisa or Coach Cassandra of what's going to go into your advertisement, please do. Remember, it's a 60-second commercial, but I need the information that I'm going to be reciting, or you can send something that's already done, but you'd have to send it in an MP3. You can send something that you've already put together, but it has to be an MP3. And, all right, so whenever we get it, you'll still get your 5 days of advertisement. So 5 shows, your advertisement will be heard on All About Entrepreneurs. So happy Women's History Month for some of those of you who are celebrating, and to all those who will be attending the Women's History Month celebration at my home this Saturday. It's a breakfast. Don't forget to inbox me. You have to inbox me in order to get my address. I'm not going to put my address out on national. This is worldwide, okay? You know, the internet is, the radio is worldwide. People can hear you all over the world. So I can't put my address out here, but if you inbox me, if you go through the screening process, you can get it. And you can get it and you can join. But it's for women only, because we women entrepreneurs are going to come together as leaders, entrepreneurs, and sisters, and we have some strategizing to do for our business. And we're going to do it over breakfast in celebration of Women's History Month. So that's what's happening. And so now we have time for about two. Yep, we have time for a couple questions. So if you have a question or a comment, then please, and I don't care if you've called in before, so don't worry about that. Hit your number one key, and I'll open up your phone line. Don't think to yourself, well, I don't want to call. I want to wait and let somebody else. Listen, don't wait. You get in. Get in while you can. Don't wait, don't wait. That's right. I see the phone line is open. I've opened up your phone line, area code 504. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Give us your comment, question, or what's on your mind.
My name is Serena Washington. I'm calling from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I'm calling
Louisiana in the house. Yay.
Ma'am. And I'm calling to say that you ladies are inspiring me to keep working hard, so I can build my business the way that it needs to be built.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we want you to have a successful business. Serena, we want your business to be long-lasting. We want it to be just what it is, a legacy. You know, I love your attitude. I love your fire. I see you on Facebook, the work that you're doing. We've had you as a guest on the show, and I just think you're incredible. I love your story. You're just an awesome woman, and we would love to and continue to encourage you to have a successful business, and those individuals that you are around that you're also encouraging to. Yes, yes, and we still have time for another caller. Just hit your number one key. Your comments are valid here on this broadcast. Your comments, your voice, your question, whatever you have to say, it is valid. And we want you to know that right here on All About Entrepreneurs with Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa. We are excited for you today.
Yes.
And if you apply any of the, if you apply any of the principles, the tips, the tools, and the strategies, please go to our All About Entrepreneurs page and just make a quick comment. If you have any takeaways from the show, you know, and it, you've inspired me, you've encouraged, whatever it is, it's your words, not my words, your words, whatever, go to all, just take a moment. Go to All About Entrepreneurs on Facebook. It's facebook.com/AAE show. And just put it there. It could be one word. You never know who you're going to inspire. We see people, I'm here in New Jersey area and the places I travel, I see people closing their businesses every day. Every day. And I sometimes I wonder, I wonder if they could have tuned into the show, would they still be open? I have a young lady whose business, she opened her business 7 years ago, right at the height of this Great Depression, you might as well call it, Great Recession. And she began to tune into the show every morning because business was that slow. She was able to tune in, no problem. And now she's still in business. She's going on 8 years, and she says she's going to come on the show eventually and just really talk about how this business has, how this show has helped her with all the different comments, the different guests we've had over the years, over the past, we were on since 2008, and I think she opened her business somewhere around that time, 2007, 2008. And it really works with a lot of people who others, I have many other scenarios just like hers of individuals who are tuning in and getting that motivation, that inspiration to keep going and getting some wisdom, nuggets of wisdom, new strategies, new things you can try. But you can get our, Cassandra, there's also people who want our coaching package as well. So
yeah.
We're working on, Yeah. We got that coming to you. We are excited about that. Oh, my God. And guess what? You hear all these things that Coach Cassandra and I are doing, correct? Right? It sounds exciting. There's a lot of stuff, right? Well, we just met a month ago.
That's exciting.
And I believe that those of you who are in business, God has people out there. Maybe you haven't even met them yet, but they're going to come alongside of you, and you two are going to run together. You know, I love the scripture that says, how can two walk together unless they agree?
All right.
And when you're walking with someone, let me tell you, your business is going to go farther, faster, okay? It's going to go farther, faster when you hook up with the right people, you know?
Yeah.
I thought I was already going fast. Man, I'm on supercharge now with Cassandra.
I love it.
I didn't know I could meet another Energizer Bunny. Hey.
You're right. You are so true.
You are the energizer.
Remind area code 504 Serena from New Orleans to check out the hashtag Power Your Possibilities. We want to continue to hear from you and find out what powers your possibilities, what keeps you going.
Oh, that's right.
Or if you have any questions for us, connect with us. We want to stay connected. And listen, if you make sure you friend us on Facebook. I'm not sure if you've done that yet for us. Serena, but we want to keep in contact with you. And when you see our messages with our flyers, we want you to send them. Everyone listening, send the flyer out to your other friends, because you just don't know who knows who that's looking for some help. We're here to help. We're glad to help. And I'm telling you, we're taking this message all across America, because we've got something that works. We know people are connecting with us. And I tell you, when you're on a fast-running train, all I can tell folks is, woo-hoo, get on board, baby. Get on board.
We got time for one more phone call. If someone wants to get in right away, don't miss out. But just to let you know, Serena, she's one of the ladies that has been forwarding our flyers nonstop. You'd think I was paying her. You would think I was paying her to forward those flyers. You'd think she's on the payroll.
Thank you, Serena.
She forwards everything all the time. She's an awesome. That's probably another hat she doesn't even know she's wearing. PR publicist. She is our publicist of phenomenon on Facebook. I didn't know anybody could share that quick. She's a quick share. So yeah, we still got 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Hit your number one key, and we are gonna talk to you on the air. And we want to, yes, okay, don't make me start opening up your phone lines, because I can't do that. So I'm trying not to do that. I'm holding back. But if I don't see some hands popping up, I'm going to start opening them up. Boop, boop, boop. I'm going to just go down the line. And
Don't be shy.
I know, right? I think what we'll do next week, we'll do a special where we'll give away some big prize, but we'll have to call people. We'll have people give us their phone numbers and put it in. I'll start having people put their phone numbers in, Power Your Possibility, and we'll just make that random. I'll have that page open, and I'll just go down, and I'll just call numbers randomly, and whoever we call, you'll receive a free gift. And so, oh yes. Okay, great. I just got another RSVP. Is that how you say it? For the women's breakfast. That's to be held at my home. But, you know, we're going to be cut off, and we're going to see if we can get off today without being cut off. So that's all we have time for. Thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you, Coach Cassandra. You're the greatest. You're the most exciting person I ever met a day in my life. Don't forget Power Your Possibilities. Don't forget to release your power and discover your possibilities. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. Don't forget to listen to the I Am Possible TV show featuring Coach Cassandra and all her guests live on the TV. Find her on Facebook, and we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, for some more fun, some more excitement, some more opportunities for you to be possible. We love you. We love you. Have a great,
thank
powerful,
you.
Amazing, and love somebody.